At this time, I'd like to introduce our second speaker, Elesta. She's from the Open Arms area.
Let's go!
I'm an addict, and my name is Elesta. And for the grace of God, truly His grace, His love, and His mercy, I'm clean today, and for that, I'm truly grateful. I want to take a moment before I get started and dedicate this meeting to my friend Melvin. He was a soldier in this fellowship, and we need to honor that. Thank you. Like my friend Melvin said, we having fun up in here. What? This ain't no wake, y'all. Everybody, get wake up. This is a celebration of life. I want to thank the convention committee for asking me to share. I want to thank them for all the hard work they're doing this weekend. But most of all, I want to thank Almighty God. I really do. I want to thank this fellowship for helping me find you. I want to welcome you if you're new to Narcotics Anonymous. I want to let you know that just for the day, you never have to use again. I want to read something out the third tradition because I need y'all to do something with me. Third tradition states that we shift our particular drug or substance on to the disease of addiction. Can you shift with me? Look, my sharing time is precious. I keep what I have by giving it away. So I'm about to give y'all what this program has given me so I can keep it and go on to my room and get some rest. This I got introduced to the program in Narcotics Anonymous January 15th, 1988. I got here broke. Some people in this room know. I'm telling the truth. I got here broken, battered, bruised, no hopes, no dreams, no aspirations, dying looking more better than living. I got here the day before I died. I thought of January 14th. You don't talk, not drugs. I was ready to take my life. I was going to kill myself. Thank God for divine intervention. Thank God for the cop man. Because he's the only one that I would have probably opened the door for at that point in my life just to get one more. And he came in there talking stuff out of who you used to be, and what you could do, and you could go to treatment. He had been in the fellowship in Narcotics Anonymous. I had never heard of NA. I was 25 years old coming out the house. I don't have a story where I did all this licking. People know in this room know me. Well, it was after coming to Narcotics Anonymous I realized how sick I was. When I was using, didn't mean nothing. I got to Narcotics Anonymous and began to hear the life-saving, transforming message of Narcotics Anonymous, and stuff had to change. Listen, I want to welcome you again if you're new. And I'm going to tell you it's going to get worse before it gets better. It has to. It has to get worse. You look, I don't know if you're anything like me, but I was suffering. You hear me? You're talking about using wasn't nothing. I'm talking about getting clean is the hardest thing you ever have to do. I'm talking about suffering the pain of withdrawal. I'm talking about having a withdrawal disorder that the literature talks about. That rationalizes thoughts. Going through withdrawal from drugs and don't even know I'm going through it because I didn't use drugs to make you feel like you're going through it. I got to Narcotics Anonymous and I began, I'm so thankful to NA because I didn't have the information. You know, people talking about they surrendered. I didn't surrender from using drugs. I did not come here to stop using drugs. That's not my story. I got here to stop using one particular drug. And once I got here, y'all told me I couldn't use anything. And Joyce, no, I got mad. I can't smoke no weed. It come from the earth. What is wrong with y'all? Oh, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I am out of here. 9 months and I'm rolling because I ain't like y'all anyway. But it was this girl that was sitting in the meeting. I always share about her. Big Sugar. Remember when she was little, she used to scare me and you rushed her to death. She had all them pus and she had worms coming out of her arms. I'm like, ooh. I looked at her one day and said, ooh. And, she looked at me and said, you go back out, it's going to happen to you. I said, what do I need to do? That's going to happen to me if I go back out? Oh, no. She scared me. She restored me. That's why it says we found it. Because I couldn't find it by myself. Everything I knew about living before getting to Narcotics Anonymous damn near killed me. Especially what I knew about the truth. So I want to thank y'all again, because freedom didn't start until I conceived in my innermost self. That was an addict with disease addiction. I could have not done that without the weirdest this fellowship. I had to go through the eye-dying experience that most of us go past and don't find the freedom because we never get through the eye-dying experience. The eye had to die. That's why I said we found it, because I can't find nothing by myself. I wish it was about drugs. I probably got lost all off the la-la land by the right now. But it wasn't. It was about a disease called addiction. And drugs is only a symptom. And drugs don't make me an addict. Neither do my behaviors. What makes me an addict is a disease of addiction. And at that point in my life, I was disconnected from God. That's why I'm real cover, newcomer. You will not hear me throwing God around. Because when it's talking to God when I first got here, it repelled me. They said we don't supposed to say nothing or do nothing and run the newcomer out. If they run you out, what? That's bull. People can run back out and die. That's right. Ain't no disease going to run you back in here. Only but for the grace of God, I'm still standing. This disease kills. So they told me, you were happy with the disease of addiction. I really put on my boxing gloves. Did Rocky don't, what? Surrender to what? I ain't never surrendered in my life. Is you crazy? I come from North Philadelphia. We fight. I had to fight all my life. I've been box cutting since 11 years old. People know my story. What? I come from molestation, rape, abduction, more rape. And you telling me to surrender? Yeah, right. I ain't surrendering nothing. But I thank God for making meetings. And I thank God that God made Narcotics Anonymous for this end. I don't know what he did for you, but I know what he did for me. My God went through people. And they started to teach me that I was disconnected from God. And that I need to accept the truth. Because if you can't accept a thing, you ain't can't find no solution to a thing. People act like the first step so easy. The first step was the hardest step. Because I didn't get no freedom there. I just had to open up the door to get some. And I was like, because then you switch. After you be here, well, I just only can't stop using that. This is about too much right here. Y'all about to tell me how sick I really am? Yeah. You've been sick. It wasn't the drugs that got jumped in your body. It was the person who went and got it. It was something in your fractured personality, Lester, that called out for failure. Trying on self-acceptance saying that normally... This is what happened to normal people that grow up and they connect to a greater source. But however, let me tell you what happened to me. I disconnected from God. I wonder why my life was living hell. So I took the steps. I got a sponsor. I made meetings. I took the steps. I got a sponsor. I made meetings. Yeah. And faith comes from hearing. The little 11th step says, 11th step, we become instruments of God's love, God's grace, and His mercy. And that he will speak. Let them go on the weed and recover for a minute. What happens is in the atmosphere. It touched time. It fills spiritual principles. Long lost to many of us. That's what happened to me. I don't know about nobody. They got past my intellect into my spirit. And something said, you got to surrender, Lester. And you got to surrender now. I was like, who these people is too much? That's only the first part of the first step. Tore the fur off me. I said, you want me to be having a disease? What's wrong with them? Because it's hard to cop to disease. You'd rather cop to the disease. You'd rather cop to drugs than did cop to disease, because then you make yourself feel like you did something. I don't know if you anything me. I woke up, I had two kids. I'm like, oh my God, where'd it come from? George, no, I was like, oof, I didn't really like kids. I found that out of my step work. I woke up with low self-esteem, low self-worth, guilt, shame. And I'm talking about stay clean. Listen, I was at a place where this, I don't know how people be talking about they thinking. My thinking wasn't my friend. I don't know if y'all's mind used to do this. My mind was racing for years. Yeah. Like, right, I would be in the meeting trying to listen to you, and my mind would go, or think about what you're going to share next, or think about what happened yesterday. You just, look, I'm telling you, the biggest gift, the biggest freedom I got was to sitting in Narcotics Anonymous me was to be able to be still and hear something. Because I didn't have the ability, because of the disease I suffered from, to hear something. I still was in bondage. So what happened is, in the second part, the guy introduced me to my insanity. We talking about unmanageability. Unmanageability ain't about being irresponsible. Stop it. That's a spiritual sickness. Solution is spiritual in nature. You can't fix yourself. You need somebody else. That's why I say the topic is we found and not you. So I had to go through that experience. Then I really got mad because, you know, when you admit you're insane, that admission means you ain't got no faith in sanity. No, it's making me sick of y'all. Look at these people. I wasn't that sick when I walked in here, but I tell you, by about 9 months, I was sick as a dog. So you know what the addict do? We use people, places, and things. So y'all know. I say hello to my fellow hoes. Have your fun. Yeah, leave them alone. See, I had to get my experience. See, more had to be revealed clean. You can't accept a thing if you can't see a thing. I wasn't a whore in that addiction. I came in here and got passed around like a basket. Turned into an end, though. I wasn't an end whore. I was just a hoe. And I wasn't even getting paid for it. Talking about, I ain't gonna be by myself. I'm kidding, nobody says. You know why I didn't want to be by myself? I hated me, and I didn't want to be with me too long. So I was taking hostages. You could be in here years in recovery, still taking hostages and say you just having fun. But where you catching hell and calling it fun? Because what happens in your spirit calling soul time, everybody you sleep with starts to drag you down. The body came from an abuse addiction. I come here to get free and not come into a kind of and go back to slavery. I thank God for people like Rashida, Shahida, my sponsees. But look, there's a lot of people. Miss Joyce, I thank God for you. I need to get on your case. You're not going to be no hope, Joyce. You're going to get this thing. Me and Joyce was a mess when we was new. That's my newcomer partner. Rob, tell him, we was kids. But I bought in. And you know why I bought it? It wasn't because I surrendered. Because surrender is the key. That's why I wear this, because I don't ever want to forget that clean time don't equal recovery. Why? Because you never fully recover. So now I'm in the process. This thing was tearing me up. That wasn't even nothing. Wait till the second step. Ooh. I'm like this at the first. Okay. I think I'll let y'all. Because I really was messed up and I knew it. And I knew I hated God. So the second step started coming. They started talking about progress. I said, this ain't going to work for me, Rob. Because I come from a religious background. Short to quick. My mother was a minister. My father was a minister. All that dogma. I wasn't coming in here for that. I said, he going to catch you already. I knew my father said it was a cult. I said, he going to catch now. Power grain yourself. They going to try to set me up. Because I'm 13 years old. See, I hadn't did a fourth step yet, but I can share this by foresight. Not because I knew, but when I took my second step at 13 years old, I had denounced God. I said, I'm serving the devil and I'm taking all y'all with me. And I began to sell drugs and live a lifestyle that was horrific. That's modern day slavery, being a drug lord's girlfriend and acting like you got the bomb. Only reason why I didn't suck nothing because I got saved by addiction. What did they want to save? But no save. It's modern day slavery. That's why it took me so long to learn how to love myself and know that I deserve something. It took me a long time to get free. I don't know about nobody in this room. It took me a long time to get free. Because I didn't want to do that dogma. That's why I hate when people, you talk about God. That's not our program. Our program say you don't have to have a God to work this program. Our program say you can use our strength and our hope until you find your own. Here they go with this old coming to believe stuff. I say, here we go now. I know I ain't going to get this program if it got something to do with God. I'm going to have to use like the rest of the people because I'm not going to get this. Thank God for sponsorship. Thank God for the gift of sponsorship. Thank God for people who really know this program and not just going through the emotions. I told my sponsor, I don't believe in God. She said, you don't have to believe in God to work this program. All you got to do is believe that I believe. Oh, that might work for me. That's what I did. I had a sponsor that made me realize that a power greater than yourself is to take the cup, she said. two is greater than one. Making meetings is the things that God used. You know what I mean? Doing step work, reading literature, going to conventions. This is the stuff that God used to restore you. Oh, okay, I can do that. I can do that. Okay. So I began to practice the second step. But the second step was really hard for me because I just couldn't separate. Don't be talking that they undercover because I had big time God issues. My soul was ripped up from the floor. Listen, let me tell you why my soul was so ripped. At 4 years old, I began to get molested. Listen, my father was a preacher. He said, when God, if you want God to help you, he call on him, he'll stop it, and he'll take you. I called him, it didn't stop. I called on him from 4 to 11, and it didn't stop. I'll tell you when it stopped, when I picked up the box cutter, and I turned into a monster, and I would hurt you if you tried to hurt me. And I convinced to live like that until I got to my fourth step. After coming to India, I would be able to think in my pocket saying, oh, think, you know, people in there just talk. Oh, they just be all, oh, I just be saying, oh, you need to be cut. And the place that, in the place that shuts up people. See, people don't know people's story. Thank God for outside help. Remember my doctor saying, you put a box out in your pocket, run to the emergency room. That's it. I haven't picked up one since. But thank God for the outside help, and thank God for the step process and the gift of sponsorship. I want to say this, if you don't have a sponsor, get one. You ain't got to dance with everybody, but you better dance with somebody. You better do a waltz. Somebody got to know the whole truth and not much the truth. Let me tell you something, they really ain't got to know your truth. All they got to do is be around you long enough, and your spirit will tell them what's really going on. Because I understand today that they take up a wake spirit that's free to wake up a dead one. So I'm being sponsored. I'm coming to believe. Then here they come sneaking in the third step. I said, here we go with that God thing again. This ain't going to work for me. Because if it really had to do with God from where my mentality was, I hadn't sorted through my contradiction and confusion yet. Y'all talking about lay a foundation for what? Turn your will and life over to God? Are you serious? You don't want nothing to do with me. You know, people try to act like, you know, God loves me. He forgives me. No, he didn't want nothing to do with me at this point. So, they, you know, I thank God again for sponsorship. My sponsor said, you don't have to understand this program for it to work. All you got to do is follow directions. So I followed directions. I was like a soldier. What? Whatever you say, sponsor, I'm with you. Plus, she had that something in her countenance that I didn't have, and I wanted what she had. And she said, you do what I do, you get what I got. I'm doing it. I ain't like it, but I was doing it anyway. But I did, when I first started taking the steps, because of my God deficiency and my disconnection and all my wounds from being molested, being raped, being abducted, I used to be in the scenery like this. If I stole a quarter, my father would preach about that quarter and I would dissipate in the seat. So I didn't do it. That's why I can't stand people to share with their kids in the room. I hate it. You can't share to get free. You just can't do that. If you can't get free, it's somebody else's expense. So I really had major issues around God and around coming to believe and power's greater than yourself. Now you're going to ask me to turn my will and my life over? Are you serious? I ain't doing that. I'll get a new sponsor first. I got about three new sponsors before I did the Thursday. I did. Every time we got to the Thursday, I said, oh, I need a new sponsor now. Because I didn't think, see, I hadn't told nobody about the vow that I made not to serve God. Because if the people serve God the way I saw it coming up, I didn't want no parts of it. And then where I came from, it was dogmatically put in my spirit that the stuff that I'd done, I was going to hell. Thank God this is a spiritual, not religious program. Thank God I didn't have to have a relationship with God to do the third step, neither. Thank God for sponsorship. What do you mean? Everybody ain't talking about turning their will over to God. My sponsor said the first three steps ain't no God steps. They foundation steps. You got to do the work to get that relationship. I said, oh, I finally surrendered. And I'm sounding, you know, it might sound cute like I found. No, I surrendered. Like, what? I surrendered. I said, I'll use my sponsor's strength and hope until I find out. I believe what she believes. And that's what I did. And I kept believing that and kept believing that. And I got enough faith to do a four-step. And I sorted through my contradiction and confusion. And somewhere in between four and five, I got something happened in my spirit called the opening. And it really happened in the second step, but it didn't happen for me until the fifth and sixth step, because I wasn't even in recovery yet until I hit the sixth step. See, what happened was I sorted through the contradiction and confusion of my life, and I had to get a God of my own understanding and not a dogma God. This is not God Anonymous and all this stuff. Spirituality is not God. Spirituality is dealing with reality. Read the literature. Just in the literature. My relationship with God does not predicate my spirituality. I didn't really find a relationship with God until I got to the 11th step. When he started talking, I'm like, who was that? I did. So I saw through the, I'm going to make it quick to fast. I saw through the prayer and meditation, from 6 to 5. I'm skipping because he gave me 5 minutes, because I want to talk about real freedom. I want to talk about free to know that it is something in your countenance that will prevent you from doing stuff that you ain't got no business doing. I want to talk about the spiritual principle of self-discipline. That a lot of us act like, I got to do it till I'm satisfied. You keep doing it till you're satisfied. You'll be smoking. Ain't no do it till you're satisfied. Where's this message coming from? That ain't what y'all told me. They couldn't stop me from doing it, but they told me you keep doing it. You're going to get a check in the mail, Lester. Can you cash the check you're going to get? No, I can't cash it. So I had to learn in the 10, 11, and 12 step that it's called spiritual maintenance. I have to have discipline. And what happened to me one day, the whole world opened up. We're talking about finding freedom. I found it through the program, through sponsorship, through sponsoring people, and through the 12 steps in Narcotics Anonymous. That's where I found it at. That's why it says we found it. I came to a life-saving, transforming program. It changed the condition and quality of my life. It turned me into somebody I never thought I could be. I'm recovering from being molested. I'm recovering from being raped. Listen, I'm recovering from abduction. I'm recovering from abandonment issues. I'm recovering from the ability to be loved or love. I'm recovering from that stuff. I had a lot of stuff that I'm still recovering from. And now I make means, that's why, because I had to maintain the freedom. I postponed my sanity. I don't know about you. I don't know if you wake up like I wake up some days in a body where my mind don't give a damn. Want to sabotage your whole life. Thank God for meetings. Thank God for a telephone. Thank God for Nationwide on my side. I got all look. All the people I got in my life, half of the people in here, you know what's so special about half of the people in here? Because they love me. I feel the love. I know the freedom I found. Let me tell you something, newcomer. You come in here and you broken, battered, and bruised, and you ain't got no hopes of Jesus. But if you just stay, and if you get a sponsor and a home group and do some staff work, we promise you, not my promise, it's our promise. I'm living a promise. What? We promise you freedom from active addiction, not drug use. I'm free from addiction. See, because I understand today, wherever I feed, I shall become. So I don't sleep around. It's wrong. I don't lie as much because everybody falls short. I don't cheat. And you know what pisses me off the most? You get this freedom and y'all chumps get jealous of it. Oh, she thinks she all that. She thinks she's misspiritual. You're right about it. Because if you suffer the dis-ease that I suffer from, that caused me to take my own life with drugs, and you find freedom from that thing. Listen, I'm in Narcotics Anonymous. I decree and decree this to the day I die. Because I understand what you see standing here. The moment I stop doing it, I will regress, and the price is too high. You know why? Because I'm the price. Freedom ain't free. But I'm free to be me. And how do I maintain it? Because I don't mess with other people's men's. I don't cheat. I'm a respectable woman. I do what's right. I follow the law. That's why I don't say no sin. I didn't say the sin. Sorry, I can't say no sin. Because I learned in Narcotics Anonymous what true freedom is. Whatever you put into the universe, it's going to come back to you. And I know If you come from active addiction like I came from, you was a coward, and you really can't handle what you're putting out. You really can't. Stop front. You know what cool means? Not so damn hot. Look, we come here trying to be cool. Still using people, places, and things and talking about I'm recovering. And wonder why when you get to the podium, nobody gets free. Everybody go falling asleep. Man, people ain't nobody got time for that. We here to find freedom. We in Ocean City to jump this thing. Oh, what? This is a celebration of life. We ain't sitting up here doing nothing. Come on, y'all know we free. Some of us. And some of us is getting what the literature talk about. Being lured back to sleep by our behaviors. And don't even know you sleep. And your friends tell you sleep. And you be like, nah, I ain't sleep. That's their stuff. They just jealous. Ain't nobody jealous of you being sick. Principal practicing, Buffy ain't practicing enough. Service junkie. There ain't enough service that you can perform to satisfy your spirit. There's a power that's in this fellowship that cannot be fully explained. But it sees everything you do. And whatever you do, you better be ready to get it back. And I don't know about nobody else. I found freedom. You can say what you want to say about me. I'm square. I'm whatever. I was free. And I'm staying that way. It ain't, you know, ain't nobody perfect. I don't curse, but I was ready to. Oh, you sick forever. That's bull. I beg the difference. We do recover. We do. To live happy and successful lives. I've been seeing so many people. I feel so free. I just love y'all. Especially the people who that blow me up. Joyce, I just lost my sister. I was in Philadelphia and y'all blow up the door with me. What? My mother's birthday today. Just lost my friend. Lost my cousin. Lost my brother. All in the last 6 months. And guess what? I'm still standing. And I'm still treating people with dignity and respect. And I ain't using nobody. And I ain't trying to take advantage of nobody. Because whatever I feed, I shall become. And I don't know about nobody. They say we free. So we being free is total and you surrendering. And surrender ain't just my first step. I surrender every day, all day, over and over again. I just keep surrendering. I have to surrender 1,000 times since I've been here. Somebody paying my $20,000. Are you serious? Yeah, we get $20,000 and people play with that. Don't play with that. Put my money in the bank. Are you crazy? Little Rocky want to come out bad, but she comes out and causes damage. I cuss my little niece out who looks up to me. I'm the priest of the family. What? Look, I'm cussing my little niece out over some money. I ain't doing that. I shared with my sponsee. I shared with my sponsor. I took my sponsor's direction. And guess what she did? Wire some money. So I said, I'll surrender for the weekend. Because hopefully by Monday, the money will be there. Because money ain't nothing to me. I'm sorry. All this stuff y'all see, my friends will tell you, I live good. I have a bachelor's degree and I got a doctor's degree and a PhD. I serve the God who served me. I serve this fellowship. I want to thank y'all for allowing me to pay my debt. I owe my life for this freedom that I can turn. And I don't play with this. I want the newcomer to know there is life after death. It's life after getting high, and it's real life after addiction once you accept it. That you don't have to feel the way you used to feel. You don't have to be the way you used to be. You never, ever, ever. This program has completely changed me, and it's still changing me. So what's good for this phase ain't good for the next. So welcome. I ain't even just talking to the newcomers at this point. I'm talking about the people who've been here fronting. Playing games. Everybody sees you but you. You can borrow my key, but just give it back. Yeah, because surrender is the key. To open the door to unleash my drowning spirit. If it do it for me, it'll do it for you. Thanks for letting me share.